brought his girlfriend in here, and now she's pregnant with two kids.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Rilch.
Yes.
How are you?
Well, good.
Ugly.
Hold on, I gotta put my headphone.
What's your headphone at?
My headphone.
Head did.
Your head, what y'all did?
Hi, my young.
Hi, uglykins.
Excuse me?
Hi, uglykins. Uglykins.
Okay.
You're my little What?
Hello.
What's this? Is Deborah on in the car? Is that the story? What am I trying to figure out here?
Wait, is Deborah driving or is she a passenger?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Oh, you mean so both options involve a car? Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, who
seems cares? That way.
God, she's annoying, but at least she's there. I can't wait for her to be. I can't wait for you both to annoy me.
Wait, I haven't annoyed you yet.
Not yet. You're not eating.
Oh, that'll come, honey.
What you fintered eat for me?
Well, take a guess.
Cunt cheese?
Excuse me?
You heard
oh,
me.
Oh, God. Are you Jesus. Always eating?
Yes.
Eating.
Are you driving or is Natalie driving?
I'm not driving at all.
I heard you in the quarry, Nade.
Not anymore?
Now listen.
Oh. Did you arrive at your destination, TM?
Yes.
I would like to point out that this is a two-hour grum.
Fine.
And therefore, we will be starting... The 2 hours includes time for donations. Now, there are donations to split up, so we need to make... Ow, who farted me?
You mean we need people to make donations?
We're already 22 minutes in.
No, we're gonna stop at a quarter after Nagin.
We need donations. Matt, your glasses are huge.
They're lesbian.
They're huge. Oh, I like your room. It's cute.
Yeah, that's a nice room.
It looks much nicer than your old horrible studio with the cot and the boxes and all that. I do see a little hoarding, but, you know, you did just move in.
There ain't no hoarding here.
Water bottles.
Don't. What are you
the bookshelf needs some organization. There's some mess on top of the bookshelf.
Fuck you.
What size bed is that? It looks so small.
Well,
is this a guest bedroom?
It's none of your goddamn fucking business.
Tell me.
Is that a fridge in the room?
I hate idiots.
Madge, is that a double bed?
Are you in a nano race?
Answer the question, is this your new room?
I will not answer the question. The scenery is not relevant. It's just whatever. It's whatever the union was able to, the props people were able to get me. It's a studio.
Sister Act 1, I'm in the communion.
I'm using the studios that they use to produce those television shows, Chicago Justice, the new one.
Do you also produce your prawn in that room?
Chicago Fire, a lot of things are. It's a soundstage. This is my set. Oh. I got venture capital, honey.
VC?
Now, what was the last public transportation in Chicago that you were on? Was it the red line, purple line, blue line?
Red line.
Brown line. Red line. Oh, love the red line.
Some bitch stuck a purse in my kidney.
What?
Really? Mm-hmm. She sure did. Mm-hmm.
She is?
Purse.
How's Chicago, my young?
It's nice. You know, Chicago's home, so it's nice. And
How many gunshots?
None. We had a wellness fair today, so I got a free massage. I went to a special seminar that I wasn't invited to because they served food. So I ate the food.
What kind of food?
I had a sandwich with a nice bread, and a Sally. And the Sally.
What did you learn about?
The Sally was from Pain Cotidon, and it was avocado with chorkin. And, you know, I don't care. The thing is, we are in sort of a crisis mode. We have Donald Trump, so we're supposed to save the world. That's our mission.
What is that?
Well, did you wear red today?
No, I have a cunt, so I don't have to wear red.
Boy, you're supposed to save the world.
We are. That's our mission as Grom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were talking about your job.
Fuck that.
With that horrible man.
Who? Don't say. Who?
Oh, you don't say.
Well, yeah.
Shelley Rabb Jr.
Shelley Rabb.
Yeah, Shelley
Adelson. Shelley Adelson.
Bloated. Horrible. Ugly.
You know, she looks like the vampire from that silent film. What is it? That's what she looks
Oprah,
like.
Oprah does Dallas.
Yeah.
Oprah loved Chaps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, that god-awful wig Gayle King wears. It's always the same.
Isn't it weird?
It's like that thing. Ugh.
It's like it's just in a box or something.
Yeah, it's like the we're done. Take it off.
It's like the one you see at the wig. It's like the one at the wig store that the Korean ladies make you try on.
Oh, yeah. This is our test.
Yeah, test wig.
It's horrible.
What's wrong with that?
She has nice glasses.
It's bad. Yeah, the glasses are good. She's got good arms. She's got really pretty arms.
Oh, honey,
she's got Obama arms.
The arms are all flab.
Oh, and just so you know, this call will be recorded for quality assurance purposes by the NSA.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Text-to-speech. I wonder if they would give us show notes from now on.
Oh, that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
We do need the Blue Relaxer program, so hopefully they'll get that archived.
Well, if that one wasn't flagged, then I'm pretty sure none of them will be.
Deborah, did you delete that shit? Did you delete those grams?
Yeah.
Why?
8 times.
Normal.
Let's just say I cut the life of the SSD down a few years.
Okay.
You drowned it?
Yeah. I rewrote all of the blocks.
I don't think you should have done that.
I heard your volume is too low, man.
Oh, my volume is ridiculously okay. What are they talking about? Actually, your volume is too loud. Which bitch is saying
that? Ours is always loud.
Edith said.
Oh, Edith? Yeah, okay, Cheryl, your volume is loud. There's only one volume I have for Channel 2. I can control my volume. But you're blasting in as usual.
Well, yours is always really loud.
Me?
I had to turn you down the other night when we did the Grom.
Well, did I adjust it? Let me see the thing.
Deborah.
Oh, you can do that?
Sorry, I'm just me.
All right, go ahead.
No, you're fine. I need to see the
volume
problem is
all the way up, so I'll turn it down.
See, I have a different. I haven't.
Battered?
You're fine. I think. Keep say me, 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 me.
Honey.
Say me.
No,
you're not doing what I said. Say me.
Deborah, are you with Natalie?
Cheryl, you're not doing what I asked you to do. I said say me.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Me?
Say me.
Me.
Thank you. Deborah, say will okay. You do the same thing now?
Me.
Gertle. Okay, we're fine. The problem is, see, I'm not using the usual. I usually use this gigantic hose monster thing to do the miking. But right now I have the microphone because I'm not really finished that. My mic is on a stationary thing, so I'm not able to easily back and forth it to my mouth. So,
38 new trademarks for Mr. Trump in
now,
China.
I need to point out that Edith set up a GoFundMe so that I can pay for better.
It's wonderful. None of the money goes to me and
that's right,
Deborah.
But you know why? It would if you would allow me to just take money out to pay for my ISP from the regular donations. But you don't let me do it. In any case, Edith set that up for me. But I've only got.
I have a question. This is an important one. It may make you angry, but
I'm not done yet. Can
it.
You hold that thought till I finish my sentence? What I'm saying is, so far, I haven't gotten enough to pay for this new series funding, so I need it to be Grom. But did you know? GoFundMe takes 8.5% of the fucking
Jesus
shits?
Christ.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, thanks for setting up, Edith, but really, I think we should have used PayPal because that's fucking insane. But anyway.
So they take 8%, and do they make the people that donate pay it, hopefully?
No, it comes out of the money.
Lord.
What? So,
yeah. Anyway, what were you going to say that I'm going to hate you for?
What I was going to say was, what makes you think if Comcast is so horrible in Florida, in Chicago, everywhere, and they throttle your bandwidth and all this, what makes you think that having a, quote, business account, unquote, is going to make any difference?
The Golden Circle said it would be better.
Who?
People in the Golden Circle.
The only difference is you get to complain to an American instead of a foreigner.
GC peeps. But the good news is, so somebody from RCN called. So okay, I called. What do we really, does the turn signal need to be that loud?
I thought you weren't driving.
Jesus Christ.
I'm moving.
I like chips.
So RCN called you.
Oh, yeah. So I called the RCN last week, and I said, can you be in my building? They said, no, we don't service your building. But then I came home yesterday, and I saw, like, a flyer from RCN from Stephen Lipschitz. It said, Stephen Lipschitz said, we'd love to have you as a customer, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I emailed him today. I said, Mr. Lipschitz, why are you saying this? You don't fucking have service. I just asked. He's like, oh, really? Well, let me check. Anyway, he claims that it's possible. But anyway, I don't know, but I'm happy to receive donations for that.
So basically, you'll share them.
Nope. Use it for the
ISP. Those are hard.
Using it for the ISP to pay for my ISP. But it may turn out that I'll be able to get RCN instead of Comcast Business.
And then it won't be costing very much money.
RCN offers a RCN, which is fine considering that I'm not going to get the fully funding anyway. Obviously, since I only got 400 so far. But RCN offers gigabit. So gigabit.
Oh.
But right now, I haven't crashed. Oh, God, that's a terrible thing to say, but I haven't crashed yet. I mean, I'm on the regular service, but I'm VPNing directly to the Chicago hub of, what is it called, private internet access. So maybe...
Well, yeah. Grenades, that's a good idea. Move to Austin. You can get fiber, 100 up and down for $50 a month.
I know.
Google
why don't I just kill
everything
myself?
Everything you're doing.
Why don't I just kill
and
myself?
And then you live in Austin with horrible people surrounding you and the death penalty, etc.
Doesn't Adam Curry live in Austin? Doesn't Alex Jones live in Austin?
You do?
Could Austin get any more douchey without me being there?
Live there.
I mean, really, this is insane. What's the name of that fucking thing? IRC Cloud. I got to get into the chat room.
Yeah, I was saying.
Anyway, so what do you guys think about the healthcare?
What's
the name of the bill? Super terrific, grand old healthcare, they called it or something?
The America's Greatest Healthcare 2017.
Have you been watching my tweets to Donald Trump? I hope he's read them. I say nice things to him.
He only follows like fat. 5 feet.
I call him fat a lot. Yeah. I want to read some of my tweets. Cheryl, did you hear?
Yeah.
Did you see that donation we just got from Reagan Fox?
I was going to say, Reagan's mom said she was going to put up the rest of the money for the rest of the fiber.
Oh. We've never gotten a donation from Reagan Fox.
We got a lot of money from Reagan.
Really?
No.
She gave me the money for a Wii.
The Wii Fit or whatever?
I mean, what is it called? The Switch.
So I just noticed that the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, looks exactly like Leonid Brezhnev, the former premier of the Soviet Union. Don't you think that's odd?
Or, you know, considering we don't have a State Department, it's just him and a few girls. Yeah.
Huge. Okay, I'm going to go through current events. What about Kate Blanchett saying, quote, my moral compass is in my vagina. Me too, me too.
Same.
Okay.
Normal.
What about, let's see, Joy Behar, Jim Broadbent, blah, 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 blah.
She looked good.
Are we done yet? It's time for donations. Let's see, Bordy face. Sean Spicer has abortion face. I think we can all agree with that.
He looks like he's dying.
He has an abortion face. He has old mother face. Oh, I like this one.
You know, Madge, an aborted baby is one less person paying into Social Security.
You know, I understand, because like I was watching Gayle King this morning on the CBS Morning News, and she said that according to a CBS News poll, more than half of America want to defund Planned Parenthood. And then they immediately go to interview Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, on the same show, and she said 75% of America supports Planned Parenthood. So which is it? Do I have pink eye?
Yes.
I think it's how they word their studies, honey.
Thanks. Also, so I tweeted Donald Trump, at real Donald Trump, has anyone ever told you that you look like a dried salami? Sad. You like that?
Sad.
A dried salami with cheddar cheese on top.
Okay, I'll buy it.
Normal.
Also, did you know, I heard, isn't it sad that, did you know that Donald Trump is the one who leaked all those CIA documents to WikiLeaks about the hacking? That was Donald Trump that leaked it.
I couldn't believe that.
I read that on Breitbart News.
Oh. Why don't people just tell him he's reading fake news and just ignore him?
Okay, here's another tweet that I wrote to him that I liked. At real Donald Trump, how's the weight loss going? Do you love chips like Oprah Winfrey? Hashtag I love chips. Also, okay, so at real Donald Trump, this is about you. So this is a comment I read on some message board, and I thought it was really good. America, it's from Michael Jackwish, Spokane Falls Community College. America is going through another period of collective insanity. This is very simple. The real fundamental issue here is that Donald Trump is simply a moron. In fact, that term seems to have been specifically designed for Donald Trump. Don't be surprised if in years to come, Trump's name becomes so synonymous with moron that the name Trump appears in the dictionary in the definition of the word moron itself.
I like that. I think I read that when you did that one. That one was really good.
Trump's moronic view of reality allows him to embrace the fake news of conspiracy, conservative-based news.
Listen, man.
Instead of reality-based news sources who's criticized. What?
Listen.
Yeah.
RT.
Mm-hmm. You want me to retweet that? It's already a tweet.
No. Talking about your former employer.
Oh, Max and Stacey?
Yeah,
you know they're in America now. They're I think Max is actually going to run for Congress in North Carolina now.
Well, that's retarded.
Wow, it's actually not, because as Stacey pointed out,
we know that Russia.
But people who run for the government Stacey tweeted today. That was actually a very intelligent tweet. That if you, aside from being born rich, the best way to make money is to run for public office and like stay in office for like 3 weeks and then go work for some fucking lobbying organization. You'll be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about
his plan is to work for Alex Jones?
What about that Chaffetz? That Chaffetz who said you should buy an iPhone.
I hate her.
Honey, can we please? I am so fucking sick of her.
But that pig
nose. I'm serious. That face. Looks like a fucking rat from the fourth dimension. Squish her.
Yes.
Attacking people based on their looks isn't the most effective way.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you, Cheryl.
First of all, if our president can do it, we can do it. She is ugly. She looks like a rat, okay? Second of all, an iPhone is only what? Top of the line, $1,000. Health insurance costs more than $1,000, you dumb, ugly, fourth-dimensional rat from a Stephen King.
Now listen.
Well, I read something about Wanda Wisdom posted that she got rabies and had to pay $3,000 for shots for rabies, apparently. Did you know Wanda Wisdom had the rabies? Did you know that, Cheryl?
No.
Yes, let me find the tweet. Stop eating.
What I'm confused about is, so healthcare, trying to make people, quote, accountable and all of this shit. I don't really know very many people that use healthcare excessively because, it just doesn't make any sense.
No, you didn't understand it.
You need to go to the fucking doctor and you need chemo.
No. You're missing the point, Cheryl.
Just because your copay is high doesn't mean that it's healthy to not go to the doctor.
Cheryl, you're missing the point. What Mr. Chaffetz was trying to say, and people don't listen to him because he's right wing, is that you're just going to go to the Genius Bar now for health care. You buy an iPhone, and then you go to the Genius Bar when something's wrong with you. Why didn't you understand that? The Apple is going to provide universal health care.
Health insurance.
You just have to buy an iPhone. Yeah.
Health care is not the same as buying products at a store. Jesus fucking Christ.
We're going to, yeah. And see, the thing is, it's like, oh, well, more choices. Okay, there's a shit ton of cars out there. Poor people can't afford them, so what the fuck does it matter? You know what I'm saying? Free health care.
By the way,
she lied. She's orange.
If anybody wants us to make a phone call, we don't do that anymore.
No.
So if you want a phone call, it's $100 per call. Wrong numbers included. If it happens to be a wrong number, it's still $100.
Okay? That's not a very good gamble.
Listen, times are tough. We got to save money for health care. We got to save money for our individuals' health care savings accounts. So you know what? $100 $100 a dial.
Listen, I'm a young girl. My employer, the health care is free. But I think
okay, we've got a question from Mike. We've got an important question from Mike, and this is for a certain listener named Vince. Does AppleCare cover cancer? That's a good question.
Cancer of what?
Any kind.
I think it covers waste cancer, doesn't it? Stop eating, you disgusting bitch.
Jesus.
What the fuck
all
is
she
wrong
does.
With you?
I don't understand how she's not like 700 pounds and housebound. Or maybe she
nobody's
is
fucking
now,
seen
know.
Her face. For all we know, she is.
That's what I'm saying. She might not even be able to fit in the tanning bed.
I'm a woman now and obese.
And house bund. Mm-hmm. Maury bund. Maury Povich. One cancer is covered, then it's a $10,000 deductible after that.
I have a feeling they're going to start charging now for my health care for real, though, now, since the Obamacare is going to be gone. So I'll just quit and go work with the Waffle House.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa. What about that fucking Richard Simmons podcast? You know what? I listened to it today. Not a goddamn thing happened. They're not looking for Richard Simmons. They're going to...
They're just talking.
It's fucking bullshit. There's no Richard Simmons. I'm so sick of these NPR-style podcasts. People think they're good because they're so loaded with narrative and Squarespace ads. Nothing fucking happens. Oh, now we're going to go to New Orleans and talk about gay people for a while. Where's Richard Simmons, you fucking asshole? When are people going to realize nobody's fucking finding Richard Simmons? He's just, he got fat and he's got Alzheimer's. Fuck off.
Or he's dead.
Well,
it's very funny. We watched Feud, and then I watched the original Baby Jane, and I'm like, this is fucking what happened to Richard Simmons. It's that he's fucking Baby. He's Blanche, right?
Yeah. Is your girlfriend? I can see him scream. Your girlfriend Joko. She wants to die. I heard a rumor.
Listen to me. Let me talk about this for a sec. You all complaining about John Kovac and how he's a Republican, which is true. And
Shut up. I have not.
Okay, you have not. You're wonderful because you love Republicans.
But him.
Shut up. But listen to me. He gave $5 to my GoFundMe, so I love her. I love her. I think she's got some good ideas, and I may not agree with it, but I think it's great that she supports Trump care, even though she's on Obamacare, but Trump will raise the price five times over. But, you know, it's amazing to me that the hatred of Obama trumps, no pun intended, trumps the interest in maintaining one's own health care. Like, to John Kovac, he'd rather see Obamacare fail than actually be able to have health care. That's how much he hates him. I don't know why. I mean, I never saw John Kovac as somebody who's like, I never really thought of him as a right winger at all.
Maybe he can get insurance through his wife.
I don't have any theme songs for that.
Does he really have a wife, an Asian wife?
Dude looks like a lady.
Man.
There you go.
It's true, man.
Yes? I don't know what you're talking about.
Hello, welcome to Sam's Nail Shop.
Does he have a wife?
Oh, let me put on my friend, Penny Pincheng. Yes, I am married to John Kovac. What is problem with John Kovac being my husband? I met him on this show. You have questions for John Kovac? You have questions for me?
I hate Obamacare, but I like Affordable Care Act.
What you want to know about my husband, John Kovac? He okay? He just write a Republican. I'm drooling.
I don't do the liberal. I like the Wade, though.
Okay.
Any germ was a demon. So if you got a stomach ache, then you got invaded by a stomach demon. Now, if you've ever had a stomach problem, you think that that's true.
May I help you?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Then you take the demon, you shit it out on a plate, you freeze it, put it in a condom, refreeze it,
what?
Let it thaw, and you fuck yourself with it.
Oh, wait, we got our first donation of the Grump, $5.
Whoa, wait a minute. The first donation of the Live Grump?
Uh-huh.
This is like the first Live Grump we've had in a long time with all three of us.
Well, the lesson is, what we need to learn from this is that people hate our Grums and don't like us doing Live Grums. Obviously.
But then they beg and they want Grums, but then they don't donate. Did you like the promo I made? I thought it was very emotional and touching.
I didn't see it.
Lots of amazing arms.
I didn't see it. I was at work, and I don't do social media at work.
Yeah, except for the music you used. It was censored in Australia.
What?
Not available.
Oh, I didn't realize.
It's not licensed for use in Australia.
Yeah, but that song's very mad.
Hold on. I forgot to... Eggs in the Puss reminded me of something. You do know that my birth date is this month.
Really?
And I accept Amazon... Really? Amazon gift certificate. Walkins.
That's going to get you a Safari gift card.
What's a Safari gift card? For the browser? I already have the browser.
Sephora.
Oh, Sephora. Oh, is that where the fat lady...
Is that so she can get lung cancer?
I want Chico, that fat lady story.
Oh,
Chico's. What did you guys think
of... Contour.
Cheryl, did you watch The Feud? The show?
No.
Thank you.
What? Are you serious?
What's that? Deborah had me watching this really trippy Grum.
What was it?
What's it called?
Hippocampus?
Deborah, what's that one called? Hello?
Oh, the one you watched for the podcast.
Shit.
No, Legion.
No, Legion. Yeah, I couldn't remember. Legion.
It's
Legion,
so
Legion.
Trippy.
I told you, didn't it make you feel like you did drugs? It's how I feel.
I finally watched the Tickle documentary. It reminded me of Dee Dee.
Oh, no.
Good.
Oh, I didn't even want to post it.
Isn't that Dee Dee?
Maybe.
Yeah. Plus his lawyers and all of that.
It does require a certain psychosis.
Maybe I should, well...
Be even uglier?
I think someone should tip off that reporter to a news story certain dorm that treats
their... Can I get a caramel frappuccino, Venti? Venti?
This bitch is not their models like slaves. Oops, indentured servitude. Oops.
That'd
be a pretty good documentary. I love chips.
This isn't Cycle.
I love chips.
And she's wearing John Kobeck's glasses in this ad.
I love chips. Let's talk about Feud.
What the fuck's wrong with the bitch?
The Feud. Wait, who was that?
Who was it? What do you mean, who was it?
Was that Jan Terry?
My God. Didn't you hear what she said?
562.
Oh, I love Jan Terry.
I love chips.
Dan?
I love chips.
Deborah, how tall did you say you were for that man? I made me fall out. how tall?
212.
Deborah, what did you just order? Vince says you're going to get diabetes.
Caramel frappuccino.
A what?
Wait, you're 2 feet 12 inches? He's like, oh, okay, but you have big boobs,
and then he
right?
said...
You're like, yeah, I'm going to put them on the table. Pull up.
Stop.
Booty clap.
What'd I do? What'd I do?
Madge didn't hear that, did she? Madge, you listened to the fucking Richard Simmons, Grum. You didn't listen to my hour, Grum?
Nope.
What?
Wonderful. All this fucking art down the drain.
I'll get to it. I don't want to recap your Grum. I don't want to do that here.
Man whose insurance is funded by taxpayers says poor people should give up iPhones for health care. Yes, yes.
Man, that's sexy.
I'm going to finger my cunt.
Excuse me?
I'm vaping.
No, he was kind of cute. He was chocolate, too.
Cheryl, didn't somebody write a story for you to read? A True Duty sequel?
Yeah, but that requires an enormous donation.
How much of a donation?
I think it would be pretty good. $500.
Why don't you just read it? We got some donations to dispense. We can use it for that.
Oh. Unlike you, some of us...
You are so lazy!
I'm not lazy. I'm greedy.
All right, so we'll just sit here in silence until we get more money.
Christ. No, I'm talking and having a nice...
Okay, Edith just donated $30, so just fucking...
And we
it.
Didn't...
Edith just gave us $30 for this fucking shit, so just...
That's too sad.
So you liked Feud, but you didn't like Betty Davis?
Well, okay.
Or Susan?
I didn't like it, but I'm afraid to not like it for the same reason I'm afraid to say anything bad about Hillary Clinton. Because I have social pressure. I mean, I wanted to like it more than I liked it. But I thought Jessica Lange was very good.
Jessica.
What did I say? Jodie Foster? I thought...
No, you said Jessica.
Okay. Jessica Lange did good. But she didn't try to be Joan too much. She was herself, but as Joan. I thought that was fine. But Betty was trying to impersonate Betty. I mean, Susan Sarandon was trying to impersonate Betty, but she... And like you said, visually it was fine, but her voice, no. It just was nowhere near.
Yeah, the voice was just horrible. Yeah. And the walking, now she got the walk. Oh, when Betty would walk, she'd throw her arms. She did that really good, had her arms open. But, yeah, and I think another thing is after I, you know, had a day to relax on it.
Mm-hmm. Relax.
In a blue relaxer?
Yeah. Okay, but it wasn't campy. I think that's mainly what we were looking for, and it's really not. Mm-hmm. It's more serious, don't you think so?
Serial.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of campy, I guess. I mean, the movie itself was so campy that I don't think it needs to be. You know what I mean? The story about it? Because Baby Jane, nothing's more campy than that, you know?
True.
So I don't know that it needed to be campy. But you know what was amazing is Catherine Zeta-Jones was a phenomenal makeup job.
Oh, yes.
She was unrecognizable.
Neck.
Mm-hmm. They put like turkey neck on her.
Ooh,
I don't know. I think they used like spirit gum and it all just shriveled up. It looked like she had a scrub.
Catherine Zeta Jones. Which one was Catherine Zeta Jones?
The actress?
The first one that introduced it, right?
Yes, and that was.
So what are you talking about, turkey neck?
The one that
neck?
Had the. Shit. Hold on.
What are you talking about with turkey neck? I don't know what you're talking about.
In the beginning, it's Catherine Zeta-Jones. She's
but why are you saying
you know.
Yeah.
What?
What are you talking about, turkey neck, though? I missed that.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't like Trump sticking out, but if you look at her neck, it was all like bad. Like they aged it.
Uh-huh.
It was all squishy. You need to go back and look at it.
Okay. Wow, her pussy smile.
Anyway.
Kathy Bates was just Kathy Bates. I didn't really feel that actress. The one that played Melanie in Gone with the Wind.
Melanie in Gone with the Wind was Olivia de Havilland.
Yeah, that was Kathy Bates.
No, that wasn't Kathy Bates. Kathy Bates played some contract actress.
No, I thought she was Kathy Bates.
No. Olivia de Havilland is still alive.
Yeah.
She's 100. No, Kathy Bates didn't play Olivia de Havilland. Kathy Bates played... I looked it up when I saw it. She played some...
Oh, she's Joan Blondell.
Yes, yes.
So wait, then... Okay, wait.
Wait, what's so, a Joan
Blondell? Catherine Zeta-Jones is Olivia.
Olivia de Havilland.
Oh, then I'm not getting that then.
Well, I'm sorry for you.
Well, maybe, yeah. The senile, older. Why didn't they just get her to play?
I just watched Gone with the Wind last night.
You're a fucking little
such a good movie.
Because of Prissy.
Can you, oh my God, what about 10 more years? It's going to be just like that again. You're going to have to move to the South with me, Madge.
What do you mean? Oh, you're going to have another Civil War?
Yeah, and we're going to make America great again. It's going to all come back to plantations, and we're going to, dress with the skirtles and go to church on Sundays and fry chicken on Sundays.
Okay. I like when I say normal, but it's N-O-U-R-M-U-L, normal. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
What's that? What's that?
Little girl. Just a little girl.
No, you want to play, with this pussy? Yeah, you like this pussy?
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, Madge, you like this pussy?
No.
When Susan Sarandon said, Diddy. That was horrible, too.
Diddy.
She said, hello, Diddy.
Diddy.
It's supposed to be Daddy.
Diddy's going to sue your ass to China.
Think about Paul like he used to be.
I can't think about Paul. Can't think of anything but that $300.
Oh. Ain't no good thing about that, Miss Garland. Ain't no
Is that the black mirror?
Honey, have you never seen this movie?
Cheryl has no culture whatsoever.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I have it on Blu-ray when they re-released it for the 100-year release or whatever.
What I'm about to read to you is very serious.
Yeah.
Madge, did you watch the second movie? It's good, too.
The Great Calamity in all the history of mankind.
What movie?
Oh, don't start with that yet.
What movie?
Part 2 to Gone with the Wind.
What's part 2?
They made it in 1997.
I've never even heard of that. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's really good. Are you serious?
I don't trust you, but no offense. When you say something's really good, I don't know if I believe that.
I mean, it was like made for TV, sort of, but it was pretty good. Mm. It's called Scarlet.
Okay. Is this Golden Girls you're talking about?
No, it's called Scarlet. It was a TV
miniseries.
Poor white
Southerners are hilarious.
Golden Girls.
It's right. Just our heritage. Heritage. That's all it is.
Really?
What did Giga Tigger post about this person on Chatterbait? I don't understand what we're looking at.
I'm so sick of the fucking Chatterbait. And get the fuck... I'm going to ban you. We're going to Chatterbait.
Are you just jealous because you can't paint your taint anymore because you're a larger guy?
If they cut my health care and make me start paying, I'm going to have to start camming again.
Deborah, well, you should probably start camming anyway.
Deborah, how
I gotta
big
lose
are you?
The weight.
How big are you? How big are you, Deborah?
Honey, I'm over 200 pounds.
No, you're not. Are you really?
No, but that's pretty it feels like it. Maybe like 170. What do you think, Sean? About 178?
And that's pretty bad for somebody who's 2 feet tall.
Wheelchair. And you're not even counting the wheels.
Look, with no legs. So that's really fine.
If you want to do a remake with Baby Jane, I could see Cheryl and Deborah being in Baby Jane.
Oh, that would be good. Mm-hmm. And then Reagan could be the black lady we kill, or she kills. Obviously, she would be Baby Jane.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Baby Jane N-word would be Baby Jane, too.
Well,
whatever happened to Baby Jane N-word? Cheryl, will you read that fucking story?
Excuse me?
Read that fucking story.
We need some more donations.
I didn't realize, though, that Joan actually found the book and, you know, wanted it to be turned into the movie and did all that work. That's so sad that it really wasn't out there. She really had to, like, really create her, you know, second coming of her career.
I've got music for it.
Let's say. okay to at least I want to kill myself. Boofed. Boofed. Boofed.
You ready?
Boofed. Boofed. Boofed the necklace.
As God is my witness, I'll never go hungry again. Oh, Red.
I'll never eat feces again off your hips.
Oh, as God is my witness, I'll never pay full retail again. Oh, Donnie, grab him by the pussy.
Donnie.
Girls.
He's burning down America. Russia.
I love Russia.
Oh, we got a donation from Reagan.
Never gonna happen. Ever, ever. I think she might just have a, you know, personal policy against, you know, donating.
She's like one of those girls like, oh, I don't give to the homeless, because if you give to the homeless once, they're always gonna want money.
She doesn't want no donating to Nintendo, that's for sure.
Yeah, because she really needs that, being a girl.
Professora.
Yeah.
Maybe she needs to go and do her job teaching the kids.
What does she do?
She teaches the kids.
And she makes more than all of us combined. And what does she do?
That's why they charge so much tuition, Deborah, to pay people like her.
That don't work, that write something that makes them, lets them be off for a whole year.
Yeah. What the fuck is that? Woo, woo.
What the fuck?
Look at that man. He looks like, isn't that, what's that guy's name? He's in commercials and things.
Ron Jeremy?
No. He was like the Stouffer's guy.
Who watches commercials? You don't have a DVR?
I watch commercials. I like chips. How dare you, Deborah? Commercials are the best part.
They're remaking commercials. They're remaking chips. I seen the trailer.
Oh, yeah, but the guy's ugly, though.
Yeah, that's what I said. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck?
How do you remake chips without somebody as hot as Erica Estrada? It makes no sense. That's a huge mistake. I don't, like,
Matt,
what?
Did you know that Mitch McConnell has turned into an character from The Walking Dead?
I've never seen The Walking Dead. I don't watch The Walking Dead, I don't know.
Well, he's a zombie.
A zombie that eats money.
Girdle bar may help you.
Edith, quit long.
How does everybody feel about this Russia thing? I mean, all these girls are like, oh, y'all are overblowing it. This is fake, fake. And now it's like, oh, no, it's actually all true.
It's fake, fake news.
I see. Okay.
Well,
I mean, I only get my news from independent.
Which app? What exactly are you talking about? Specifically, because Russia's a big country.
Well, you know, they did the policy change about, 2 hours before they went on to the National Republican Convention to soften, you know, relations with Russia. All of a sudden, Jeff Sessions is like basically told on himself when Al Franken wasn't even asking the questions about if he ever had contact with Russia. Now he recused himself. Now it's came out that Donald Trump, you know, met with that fat. And how is he a spy, but he's ugly in like 500 pounds? I'm so confused.
Who?
Okay.
Oh, the Russian guy.
The Russian spy.
Listen, that's Madge's former boss. How dare you? How dare you talk about her boss like that?
Look, the thing is, the Russia thing is all about money. It's all about oil. It's not about pissing on hookers. In my opinion.
Well, no, I mean, that was just a side thing.
That's the normal.
Thing is,
Trump
I mean,
is creepy.
I don't care if somebody
Trump,
gets pissed on. Are you kidding me? But, yeah, don't
The way I see it, it's more about the way business is. I don't look at this issue in, like, an old school kind of third, you know, like, Cold War kind of way. I look at it in like a kind of international, corrupt, gangster, business mafia aspect. Like, because I think that's what's going on.
I like when other countries are meddling in our affairs, in our elections.
Trump is disgusting. Trump is creepy, and he is a mafia guy for all practical purposes. He's worked...
Yes.
He's got money. So it's all about like his gross, creepy relationships with these creepy... trolls,
rich people
from all over the place, and Russia is one of the most the corrupt places as far as business goes. So he's doing a lot of corrupt business in Russia, along with a lot of other countries, and
China.
I think that
I think you don't feel like this is being normalized.
I think what needs to happen is we need to see his taxes. I think that's really the first part of the solution here.
Is never going to happen. You're never going to see it.
Fucking WikiLeaks would stop.
How come that hasn't leaked yet?
Because WikiLeaks is an agent of Russia.
Duh. Oh.
But can't.
And I find it so funny, in the beginning with WikiLeaks, it was all really basically the left side that was like, oh, it's doing us justice, the deep state, the deep state. And I think it was done like that on purpose, to get the left side on with WikiLeaks. And then when it started to turn, all of a sudden now they're like, oh, no more WikiLeaks. They're evil. And now the right side wants them, when the right side was against WikiLeaks.
This is such a complicated thing with so much that's not known and so much that's being hidden by so many different people. And there's no way I can claim to know what the fuck's going on. And for us to try and figure out what's going on. I mean, I like the idea of it, but it's laughable to think that we would have even the slightest clue, because I sure as hell don't.
Oh, yeah. But if you read the stuff that's slowly coming out, I mean, it's just... At first, I was like, oh, yeah, this is just... At first, I was like, well, maybe I'm just overdoing it like they did. You know, Obama's a Muslim that's working with ISIS. You know, like, I tried to look at it from that point of view, but then it's like, oh, yeah. And then if you watch Rachel Maddow, I think she's doing a pretty good job explaining things, and it's like, oh, shit.
I don't like people this explaining things for me.
Well, hello?
Hello?
I don't need Rachel Maddow explaining to me. She has an agenda. Just like all the other.
Well, does she have the agenda? She has the vagina, too, but I mean...
I like when Stephen Colbert...
A teacher explains things. I mean, that's sometimes it's the only way you're going to learn. Somebody that does the work.
Why? No, that's just somebody offering their opinion. That's just propaganda, in my opinion.
Excuse me.
Now, what's different from comedy, okay, like what Stephen Colbert does, Stephen Colbert offers comedy.
Is it a propaganda?
Stephen Colbert offers comedic comment.
Listen, Rachel Maddow didn't come out there, okay, with a chalkboard, you know, circling names and drawing lines like, what's his name did back in the day, okay, on Fox News, okay?
Glenn Beck.
She was a little more, you know, critical and showing paperwork. Flashing every once in a while.
Well, this is my overall thing. Is I feel that, like, I respect people that take positions on ideas and topics. I'm not interested in people that take the entire position of a particular political party. And I feel that Rachel Maddow does that. I feel like she takes her party's line. And I don't see her critical enough of both sides in order to for me to take her opinion very seriously.
Okay, I can agree with that.
So.
Okay, that's true.
That's cool.
Cheryl, read that fucking story already. What are you
Matt,
laughing?
You have to look at this man.
Will you stop having private jokes? Do you understand this is a podcast that is not just for the three people?
Well, then
in
that's
China.
Fine. Here.
Here. Well, this is not a visual podcast. It's an audio podcast. Tell us. Describe what you're looking at.
Okay, we're watching.
Fuck it.
Deborah's Mayan. He looks like he's about to have a heart attack.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. That is disgusting. Do
is
not.
Dry?
Oh, and he's in his office. Is that Leo Laporte?
Oh, yeah.
Is that an Apple Watch?
It's not.
Are you watching, Matt?
I'm at Starbucks.
The image
is
moving.
I'm in Starbucks.
Russian. He's going
to come. It's the Russian.
I'm coming. Yeah, yeah.
It looks like a fat Richard
Gere. It's a teen.
Cheryl,
is
would
he
you
a
read
spy
the fucking
too?
Story? Please read the fucking story. All right. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll watch some Simply Sarah.
He said, thanks, guys. Oh, yes.
No. You're going to read the story.
I'll read the fucking story.
And what was the purpose of you asking me and then getting it from Madge the cereal to the Sound Loop app like you're ever going to go live on your own?
I might. But I can't because I don't got it.
She's a hoarder. She just wants things for free.
Yeah, just wanting it to want it.
Listen.
No, she probably
sold it to somebody and pocketed the money.
She's a hoarder.
So any donations come in this grum?
With her 7 computers. She doesn't need any of that. She hasn't done a podcast in 20 years. By the way, did you hook up with Lady Ratpastic? Well, she was looking for you.
Yeah, I tweeted at her and she never tweeted me back. So she made me log into that piece of shit website and never ever respond because she was on the radio.
Was she?
Yeah.
What was she on the radio for?
The radio. Who listens to the radio?
Oh, so she wanted an audience because one day she was on the radio. I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's bullshit then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's.
But
watch
don't
Simba
you have
Sarah.
To have a car to listen to the radio?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, you can work in an office and listen to Wanda Wisdom.
What are we watching on Simba Sarah? There's a new one about where she makes Dairy Queen or something like that.
Dairy Queen.
She works at Dairy Queen for real?
Copycat Dairy Queen chicken baskets.
We're oh, God, that one is...
Oh, Lord.
We're going to watch
that one is so good, yeah.
Oh, she's got fucking ads for 40 seconds? Are you kidding me?
They're getting rid of those ads.
I
want to
watch it at the same time.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Hold on, me too.
At Walt Disney World Resort with the spring collection of magic.
Okay. Yeah, with the ad block, you don't have any ads.
Fuck
really?
Yourself.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay. We only talked about that 12 years ago. Okay, are you ready for a countdown? Okay, get past the ad first.
Okay, hold on.
Ad.
Yeah, well, some of us do, okay?
Yeah, fuck off, cunt.
Oh, my ad is for...
Comments disabled, of course.
Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready when you're ready.
Music with the girls countdown in 3, 2, 1, go.
Beep, 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 beep.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sarah. Today on the show, we're going to make a copycat version of Dairy Queen's chicken basket. We no longer have a Dairy Queen around us anymore.
We She's so sad.
Years, so you got to drive over an hour away to one. So, I've been doing copycat versions since then. So
Russians?
We're going to do our fries. I have peeled some potatoes here. Ew. It depends on how many you're going to feed in your family. You cut them into fries, shakes, and
so
I rinsed them real good and soaked them in some cold water for about 30 minutes. Then I drained.
That fangy looks
now
like a sausage.
Now I put them on a kitchen towel.
I was watching that
paper towels
corn
and
dog one.
Make sure you get all the water off because oil and water does not mix. The trick is to deep fry them twice. Normally, I go ahead and make my own breaded chicken tenders, but we're going store-bought route. And I'm just using the Tyson crispy chicken strips, chicken breast, white meat inside.
With antibiotics.
These are cheaper than getting the chicken, both skinless chicken tenders and breaded mushroom, because I got this on sale for $2.99. So we're just going to follow direction. You do it however you want to. Bread them and bake them and fry them from scratch with flour, your seasoned flour and all that stuff. It's just like fried chicken. So every time you do fried chicken, that's the same thing you do with the tenders. Okay, I've got a pot with some vegetable oil. We're going to fry our fries in. Coming up to about 350 Fahrenheit. I know this oil
I like how there's already a French fry in there. She's going to wait.
I use my oil and fry about 3 or 4 times in it before I dispose of it. And every time I fry, I let it cool. And then
that's
I, you
a
know,
cigarette.
I've discussed this before.
Fry.
Where you strain it and get all
she
the strains
her oil
it,
and
put
reuse
it in
it.
A container and put it in the refrigerator.
She used
it's
to be all low carb, gluten free, no meat. Look at
so
her now.
Fuck that.
No
shit.
Wonder why
now
she's obese and doesn't show herself. Look at
fuck
that.
That
shit.
Take them out.
How much salt do you think she goes through a year?
Jesus.
Other,
how many pounds?
So we're on our first batch fry. Put
look
other
at that.
Pressure our potatoes down.
Have you ever fried like
fry
that, Deborah? I've never done that.
You know, I bought a fryer about a year ago
and
I took it back.
Do a second.
I used it one time.
I'll come back and
a big one.
It a little bit more. Okay, I'm going to take this other
fry. It makes the house stink. And if you live in an apartment,
it looks like. And you can
it
tell
makes
it is
everything
skin.
Sticky.
It's up to you.
Oh. Why wouldn't you just bake
that
shit?
We're still on the first batch fry, so this has to go too.
And I think fries taste better baked anyway.
Refry these again.
Eat it.
This is the rest of the first batch coming out.
First batch, second batch, first time.
Okay. Now goes the first
look at
first batch.
The first batch.
Back into the oil.
girl.
So be careful.
Twice. Be careful.
Whoop. Whoop.
She's going to burn her fat arm.
You got to keep adjusting your heat to make sure it stays.
Oh, look. Because it's going to... She shops at Kroger.
When you put your fries in, you know, it's going to cool it down. So that goes a good 3 to 5 minutes to get them good and crispy. Okay, now we're getting done with the second fry of the first batch.
And that's
a plate with some paper towel to soak up all the excess grease. As soon as they come out, make sure you sprinkle them with some salt.
The fries look super greasy.
So the salt will stick. And then these we're going to go in the oven with the oven on warm to keep the chicken tenders and fries warm while we work on the other stuff.
Oven.
Okay, now let's finish our fries.
Look at that grease.
This is the second batch that only has that one fry.
Why's it got a film?
I like
now
how he mutes the audio.
Depends on how dark
because he has Tourette's and he has really bad tics.
Yeah, and he's like,
we've
fucking fat
the first batch, we've already cooked them and they're tender and stuff.
Tender.
To get them crispy. Just like your first.
Make sure
you fold them real good. These will go in the oven on warm, just like the first ones we just popped in. Now we're going to work on our gravy.
Oh, shit. There looks like there's a pig's paw. Is that a pig's paw?
We got to work on our gravy.
Grease. You can use butter or vegetable, whatever
Why
you want to make.
Fry the tenders.
I'm just using my husband's semen.
This part is disgusting.
You don't fry the tenders. It would be healthy.
Look, she's scraping the fucking pan with a metal utensil.
Is that a nonstick pan?
And we're just going to cook this flour.
And it's bacon grease and white flour.
And then we'll put our milk in. Okay.
This She's is making a roux, honey.
It's now we're bacon grease.
Oh, Cheryl, like you're the nutrition maven.
Whole milk, man.
Can you imagine the shit that's in those Cheez-Its you eat, Cheryl? That shit's in your Cheez-Its.
It just depends on how thick.
Yeah.
How thick. Or how do you like it?
Well, whisk it and get all the lumps out.
Dang.
And it's going to come up to temperature.
I feel sorry for her wedding ring. Don't you feel sorry for her wedding ring?
The comments that she'd have if she didn't disable them. You fat fuck.
You fat bitch. Trump 2020.
Whole milk. It's so fatty. Who drinks that?
I drink whole milk.
Pepper and salt to taste.
Whole milk's good for you, Cheryl.
Look at all that salt. Look at all that.
Okay,
whole milk
toast.
Is good.
I like it.
And now she's got white bread covered in butter.
Top.
So thick.
Your
flat top.
Side of the bread, just like grilled cheese.
At least it's not vegetable oil.
Like the Italian style or the Texas toast style. And then you just get it around on both sides.
She doesn't eat any 5D. Zero.
Oh, I'm sorry. She likes to shit.
It's all grease that makes it come out.
There you have it, my copycat version.
There you have it. And
chicken baskets.
And she's got the Alzheimer's foil.
And put burgers and stuff in. I lined it with these. I need to get me some pretty little decorative paper like they line the baskets.
My husband's decorative paper. My husband smokes it.
Like all the burger joints does. You can also cut some parchment paper. Or
catch yourself.
Nestle down in your basket. You got your chicken tenders, you got your fries, you got your white pepper gravy, and then you got your Texas toast.
Look at those grease.
What about the little toy that comes with the meal?
So gross. Okay, what else should I watch? Any
that was
other video
amazing.
Suggestions before I close down Video Holder?
Do you have the video of the man fucking the chicken?
What? Now I want Peter's cook. And Peter's cooks.
There's this girl next to me, and she's parked, and she's got her car running, and she ain't saying nothing.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sarah. Today on the show,
you gotta wait for
apple pie French toast.
Apple
now, we
product.
Need to make our cut or fried apples for this. So, in a saucepan, I have got 4 tablespoons of melted butter.
Wait a second. Didn't Matt Peters do one?
Yeah, I just sent it to you.
Well, you dumb whore. Why don't you tell me?
Yeah.
On the ground.
he does a, somebody said that he does a better Simply Sarah voice than Simply Sarah does.
Oh, yeah, the little crosses.
Yeah. Oh, my gas smells horrible.
Oh, send it over.
Oof. Very bad.
Did you get any more of those duty recordings for me?
I don't duty recordings? You... Well, since our last gram, I think there's some in the holder.
Oh, woofed.
Voofed.
You voofed.
Indeed.
I meant voofed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, instead of sending the same thing 10 times, Cheryl, why don't you just tell me you sent it?
Pasta.
No, hold on.
I love when the crosses come out of the oven, though. They don't
just put the girl.
Hey, Ma. Back in today's episode of Baby Sarah, today on the show, we are going to be making some oven fried.
It's layered.
Count.
Are we doing countdown? Count. Music with the girls. Countdown 3, 2, 1, go.
Singing pasta.
Heavy breaths.
Oh,
that was a fax.
Back in today's episode of Baby Sarah, today on the show, we are going to be making some oven fried chips and Icon crisps.
Looks like you poured some green jello on the lamp.
That I'm going to peel and cut into.
What in the world is this music?
I'm peel them. I'm going to soak them in ice water for 5 minutes.
Ice water.
Lay them out to dry. For Grandmama baking sheet. All right, let's get started.
Making all kinds of potatoes, too.
And we're going to let those sit in ice water for about 5 minutes to make the excess starch dissolve. And while we're ready for that,
love the cum towel, her Bud Light cum towel.
Oh, my 500 God.
500 degrees.
How much?
Disgusting. I mean, go to the store and get a real dish towel.
Dollar Tree.
Yeah. After soaking in
the worst is when she uses that cum rag to get the thing out of the 500-degree oven.
Broken pieces of wood and nails.
They look like little shit.
Olive oil and then salt and pepper to taste. And then throw them in the oven.
What is this? Crucifixes?
I think they're going in the oven. We're going to let that cook for about 15 to 20 minutes. Here's bread. Our chips are done. Now it's going to have the end.
Look at this fat onion. Look at this. Look at these 500 degrees with that little towel. Is her hand still burned? She can't feel it.
Diabetes, honey. You can't feel it.
All right.
She's diabetes pain.
Let this cool hot for a little bit.
Just flying. I love her.
And what it's going to look like. All right, our crisps are done.
So, that was the Jewish cross on the right. It's big there, you know.
And
then
served it with ketchup to represent the blood of Butter Christ. If you like everything you see here, please click subscribe. Just in case you're too dense to get the joke, I'm calling these crisps. It's like crafts. C-H-R-I-S-P-S.
Crisps.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You ever have one of those inside of you?
At least he, unlike Simply Sarah, Simply Matt has the decency to make them short.
He's so good. Jeez, I do want someone. I want someone. I want someone to buy whore a hot pan for her oven.
I love when you get. I love when you give people instructions instead of doing stuff yourself. That makes me hot.
Yeah, where's your cooking video, honey?
And when you tell Cheryl, tell Deborah to make videos and shit and clips.
What?
Fucking dumb bitch.
What?
Lazy bitch.
What'd you say, honey?
I said when you when Cheryl gives orders, like when she tells you to make videos and shit.
Oh, yeah, or you know, like when I come home after working a long day at school, and then she's like, oh, we're grumming.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're
grumming.
And Cheryl doesn't even work. Meanwhile.
After.
Meanwhile, Cheryl does nothing. Are you working yet, Cheryl?
Yay.
Doing what?
Topless dancer.
You ain't working. You ain't even looking for a job.
She isn't.
Shatterbait.
She on top of the...
She on the welfare.
She's showing them tits.
I want Saturn bait.
Showing them pants.
Showing off my clothes.
I'm scared if I start doing a cam show again that one of the girls is going to find me.
Well, obviously.
Who cares?
Obviously.
What do you care if the girls find you?
Because I've received death threats before. That's crazy.
So does Kellyanne Conway, but she's got Secret Service.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like some of our listeners probably would.
Yeah, well, some of them are basically that, you know, that man, David. Pickled. Basically,
who?
I think some of our listeners are him. He probably listens to the ground.
Yeah, probably.
Who, one of the people you call?
Him and John Colbeck are best friends.
No.
Who are you probably talking about?
No. One of these girls. No. Correct, man.
Sure, well, I want you to read that fucking story.
Oh, I'm getting some more Cheez-Its so I can read the story for you. All right.
Oh, Lord. I need to go into the store and get these arms.
Some what?
Some hands for your video.
Hands?
You know what we discussed.
No.
ASMR.
Are you talking about doing blackface?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's leaving. I think he thought I was going to hook up. There he goes.
Where are you?
Bye.
Are you in Biloxi?
Outside of Starbucks. Bye. Bye, honey. He wasn't even good looking. His forehead was swollen like it was like stung.
Why are you loitering?
With you.
Why aren't you at home, Deborah? Why are you loitering at a Starbucks?
What?
Why are you loitering?
I'm so I can hear over the fucking food! Jesus!
What's wrong?
And then I went back to the other grub and I had to edit out fucking dryer. Doing laundry while we're grumming.
You're an idiot.
Sorry. Man, what did you... Listen. Are you listening to me? It is hard enough editing levels.
I do appreciate your editing, Deborah. It's very good.
What kind of wash...
Not all of us can afford your high-end appliances.
Read me the story or I'm going to go full cycle on your ass.
Dolores Shepard.
What?
Yeah, you words heard. I never thought you would say.
It's too long. Do it anyway.
Take it.
Oh, my God. Do you know who you said you were and what you said to us?
My name is Charlie, your spirit guide.
Lord,
that's why it amazes me.
Cheryl, you can break it up into parts. We can do the...
Then you save it. Save her.
Okay. All right.
Wait, do we need an intro? Wait.
Mood. She's got to do music.
Let me get my Gone with the Wind theme song first. Hold on.
Why is it Gone with the Wind?
Because you're Gone with the Wind, I wish.
It's True Duty, How to Get Away with Shitting, or Game of Hordes. One of those titles.
Set the theme. What's your character?
Hold on, let me get the song.
Okay, so Gone with the Wind, so you want to be a southern
We're
going to
use the song, the theme that's called Scarlet Prepares for the Barbecue.
Yeah.
Ready, Cheryl? Go ahead. And watch Cheryl. Go!
Hello?
Your theme song, when it fades down, you start talking, you stupid
What's
idiot.
All that music?
That's your fucking theme song, you moron!
We find Cheryl after all these years, cheetoed out and lapsed in her apartment. She's not taken to the Trump presidency well. But when news reaches her that Harpo might consider vying for the presidency instead of that horrible Hillary Clinton, an old habit resurfaces. Now, you know I'm not racist, Maids. Nobody can say that I'm a racist. In fact, I am the least racist person you've ever come across. The least racist. It's just that sometimes I get into these situations that, well, little hard to explain. Not too long ago, I was sitting on the floor of my apartment, staring into the blankness and contemplating the treachery that my life had become. I had just worked my way through three consecutive bags of Cheetos registered, Crunchy Flamin' Hot registered, cheese-flavored snacks, TM. And it was only just starting to occur to me that this might not have been the best idea. The TV was on in the background, blasting some kind of news report, but I wasn't really paying attention. My stomach had begun to ache a little, and a telltale burbling sensation was taking place somewhere in my bowels. Oh, Nade, sometimes I wonder why I keep letting myself go like this. Even though I'm only a sprightly 24, I've maintained the tan, gorgeous physique I used to have in the old days. Ain't so easy anymore. Besides, nobody's paid me to shit on command for quite some time now, meaning that food actually gets a little more time to digest and add fiat into my system than it did before. Now I know what you're going to say, Nade. Why don't you schlep your fat ass over to the gym every once in a while, Cheryl? Well, the thing is just this. If you had only three quarters of a lung to hack, I'm done. You done?
I don't know. That was no Baby Jane N-word story. I don't know.
You didn't read it like you were in the South, honey.
I didn't even finish the last paragraph on the first page.
That man, that was, listen, I put the picture of the guy that was
so long-winded.
Look at him.
Do you want me to continue, or are we done?
Yeah, continue, I guess.
Okay, besides, when I was still invited to dick board meetings every Friday, before the incident with the little kid, decided to try out one of these fitness establishments that was on the route home. No sooner had I recovered from my second coronary during spinning glass than Tanisha Fantasia Quadrisa behind me piped up about non-smoking signs and who bled on my bath towel. Within seconds, some fanny at the front desk was on my case, asking if I could wrap up my lats in the sports shorts instead of draping it over the handlebars. Really? At the firm? I was out of there before they could start asking about what happened to the toilet. Well, anyways, there I was, slouched back against the plaster living room wall of my downtown apartment, the glow of the TV cast a pale light over my protruding stomach, through which I was due for another duty. As I ran my bony fingers over my stomach, a trail of Cheeto dust spread across its taut skin. God damn it, I thought. In a minute, I'm going to get up and wash my hands. I contemplated
Cheryl, sure, well, this isn't Cliff Notes. You're not accomplishing anything. You're not even reading it.
It's going and going and going.
You're great at this.
Yeah. I could have just had Sarah read it.
When is our writer's strike going to be over?
I know.
Whatever. I think, didn't y'all make her mad?
Who?
The one that used to write True Duty.
Jay Meads? Well, no, he got married. Yeah. He got married and became better than us, but Cheryl won't admit it because she's still thinking of him.
Did you look at Dolphin Head? Take a look at her. I posted the picky.
Dolphin hand.
Yeah, look at that forehead. The dolphin, if I've seen one.
Did it grow?
It looked like it was like swelling when I kept looking in the car.
You talking about the Slayton sisters?
Oh, don't bear my hand.
Oh, this is not the Slayton. That's not a dolphin. That's not Amy.
What? Starbucks.
I thought you were showing me a Slayton sister.
That is a, well, a darker one, okay? A dark. And can we talk about that bitch? I'm done. I'm going to re-release the Fruit Company commercials because that bitch will not respond to me, and she reads the texts, and she doesn't respond. She threw me out to pasture. I made her. I got her trailer. I helped her pick out that fucking van.
Yeah, but then there's all this controversy about her stealing money and all this shit, and people hate her.
No, but the point is this. She signed that contract I told her not to sign with that company that's taking like 70% of her revenue. And they're like, oh, we'll get you to 100,000 subscribers, though. Stupid.
Hello? Well, every time she posts a video, 20 minutes later, she's got 8,000 views.
Yeah, but the point is she pays them. She's giving them like 70%. She only gets 30% of the ad revenue.
It's probably fake, like pod show. It's probably fake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just some like Russia company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ripping off the porkers.
Golden Circle fruit.
So I'm going to re-release it.
Why do you have to re-release?
What?
Why do you have to re-release?
Because I took it down because I felt bad.
So you took the Grum down?
Yeah, and Ben took that one down and put it with another.
Why do you do that, Deborah? You can't do that.
Because I feel bad.
Oh, don't be an idiot. That's revisionism. You post something, you're done. It's done. You can't take it down. That's it. No revisionism.
Well, you know that those crazies that hate her.
Well, that's the thing, is I thought they would grab it, you know, and make fun of her and ruin her life.
Please. Who cares?
Well, they might want to.
Just pray.
It seems like maybe she deserves it. I don't know.
No, nobody deserves to be harassed now.
Oh, man, that's please. True.
Except fucking orange
except
person.
For David D'Amato. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that him or Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Oh, my God. Hold on, listen. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Listen, God. Listen.
Giga! You talk about Madge.
Fat, ugly, blind bitch from her cats.
This is Chaplain Steve. How you doing?
How? Not good. You didn't hear Cheryl?
Pardon me?
I said, we ain't doing good, honey. You didn't hear Cheryl?
No, I didn't.
She's, she's having some gastrointestinal issues, and we don't know what to do anymore, to be honest with you, Pastor. I'm sitting out here at the Taco Bell in between a Starbucks. A black gentleman trying to approach me at my car, and I'm just trying to pray.
That's the time we live in.
What are we going to do with these... these blacks? I'm scared, Pastor. I need to pray for Cheryl's GI tract. Can we pry?
God damn it. That was your one call. We need another $100 to call him back.
You gotta pray.
Wait.
You gotta pray for my GI tract.
Wait a minute. We got $100 for that call.
No, but we're gonna have $100 to call him back.
Because I was gonna say now, I wouldn't have took it so far if I'd have known that. Mm. What do you think made him hang up? The GI tract? Because the black thing didn't bother him.
Maybe he recognized your voice for the 50th time. Would that be?
Well, if Cheryl would start calling these places.
I don't do that. God, why do I have gas?
I don't know. Maybe because
I ate about 25.
Oh, you ate.
I ate 25 stalks of asparagus.
Oh my God!
Some fake chuck on, and some carrots.
A Are you talking about that chicken from the Whole Foods? It's like fake chicken breast.
Good. That Gardein chicken. Delicious.
What's it made of?
I like
of?
That.
What's it made of? Cancer?
I don't know. It's like, you know, it's, I think it's made out of, it's made out of some kind of wheat. Isn't it? Gluten. It's like, it's some type of gluten.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's not gluten free.
Yeah, it ain't gluten free. It's like a wheat thing.
Soy protein.
Yeah.
You know, there's a restaurant near the, near where I live, and it's called Wheat's End, and it's gluten-free, and I want to blow it up.
Well, I'm so sick of
gluten. I like how everything now is gluten-free, even though obviously it's gluten-free. Because why would it have gluten in it? They just count on people being so fucking retarded.
Who fucking cares about gluten anyway? That's what's so
dumb. So, for example, broccoli, gluten-free. Well, really?
There's trace amounts.
And then they, the same people are going to the Whole Foods and getting gluten, chicken made out of fucking gluten.
Did you want me to pee in your mouth and all over your body now that I've got asparagus pants?
That mango salad at Whole Foods is good, too.
Whole Foods always has the same shit on their hot bar. They never change it. It's so boring.
And the roasted vegetables are good.
Gross. Whole Foods, all food bars are disgusting. I'm sorry. I hate buffets. I hate all you can eat. I hate fucking food bars. I don't care how fancy.
What's wrong with food bars?
Fucking disgusting.
Because of people hanging over it?
Because it's fucking been there forever and it's not made fresh. It's just fucking disgusting.
No.
You're I love this creamy.
No, because the Whole Foods.
Oh, Deborah,
here.
You're just Southern and gross.
Listen.
You're Southern and gross.
Let me tell you something. You're not going to disrespect my heritage on this call because buffet is a heritage of mine.
Honey, heritage is racist.
The South is gone with the wind, mammy.
It's coming back. He said he's going to make it great again.
Well, he didn't mean that. He didn't mean buffets.
Oh.
Maybe he did.
I thought he meant... Yeah, Sean... Western Sizzler Buffet's coming back.
Woo.
And there's also a new new strip club and buffet coming too, being built now.
Is it vegan?
And who's going to work there?
The Mexicans.
Yeah, right.
Is it vegan?
No, it's a buffet and strip club. It's all you can eat. You only pay for the titties.
That's normal.
Yeah.
So you
and
go
in the end. They have a pregnant lady, and she shakes their knockers around, and you get your dessert. And what's that called where you put the milk on top of the cake?
Pussy.
Latresse or something?
Dolce de leche.
Latresse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Dolce de leche.
That's one of my favorite. My way.
My way. Making it my way. Today... On Simp Sarah, we're going to be making diabetes.
What? This day.
Oh,
God, Wanda.
Oh, God, Wanda. Born this day.
Oh, God, Wanda.
Oh, God, Wanda.
Game is right here, let me. 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 Game is right here, let
me. Born this day.
Oh, God, Wanda.
Oh, God, Wanda.
I've never heard this before.
Oh,
I like
God,
this.
Wanda.
Oh, I think it's on
the video.
Oh, I want this. Like a new thing.
It's not new, honey. It's from old days.
Well, it's new to me. I never heard that, but I like that.
I thought you were a fan.
Well, honey, there's goddamn.
That was during one of her episodes. It's during one of her episodes, I think.
Yeah, I think I was. That's when I moved and lost the weight.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Is that what you have to do to lose the weight?
When I go on my
game is right here, let me. Game is right here, let me. Game is right here, let me. Game is right here. It really is brilliant. I don't know who did that. It looks like an X-Dope thing, maybe. I don't know. It's so good though.
Is that you?
What? My voice? Yes.
Is that oh my God, that's
a
so
video.
Good. That could go viral. I really think
Right.
Is there a video?
Yeah, I just played it. Here, watch it again on the screen. Here, I'll put it in the... No, I won't. I don't want to turn on Dropbox right now. No, I'll put on Dropbox because it's short. Hold on. And we can do a countdown. We'll just watch it for the rest of the ground. Just watch that all over.
No.
Oh, yes.
I can see it. It just loaded.
What do you mean it just loaded? How did you find it?
The YouTube link.
What? I didn't send it to you. Is it on YouTube?
Wait. Did Cheryl send it? Who sent me this?
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, I seen it.
Oh, it's Cheryl. That is... why have I not seen... It's got 8,000 views.
Wait, what do you what did you send her? This video? Is this the hair?
How did I not see it?
What are we looking at? Oh, there it is. Yeah. I'll have to play it again then.
Oh, this can go viral, man. I got it.
But this is my favorite, though. This is my favorite. Can I start it now?
Yes.
You seen this, Deborah?
Yeah. Oh,
we're going to watch it anyway.
Yeah, this is good. If you pull up, then you know we clap your hands. If you pull up, then you know we clap your hands. If you pull up, then you know we know your ass can surely show it. If you laugh, then you know we clap your hands. If you laugh, and you know we clap.
Why do you sound different now, Cheryl? If you older?
And you know it. If you shine.
Excuse me? You
laugh, why do you sound so much older?
What do you mean?
You
laugh.
You don't sound young anymore.
It's not bad.
And you know it's stable your lips. You laugh. And you know it's stable your lips.
Hold on with the lips.
And you know it.
I miss that setup, man.
What do you mean you miss it? What the fuck are you talking about?
I just miss it. What do you mean? There's a lot of good times in that part.
I got so excited that what happened is when I was so excited for the stapler, I disconnected the Ethernet. I'm sorry, Cheryl.
I just told him that you grabbed your stapler and turned into a by accident.
What happened?
Thank you for that.
I'm back. Okay, let's start over.
Good old days.
With the song. You ready?
Cool,
okay.
Right?
Got my stapler ready. I just threw that dress out last week.
Oh. If you pull up, then you know we clap your hands.
Heck of a job.
Pull up, then you know we clap your hands.
Heck of a job.
Pull up, then you know it. Then your ass can surely show it. If you laugh, then you know it. Clap your hands. If you laugh, and you know it. Keep your sign. If you laugh, and you know it. Keep your sign. If you laugh, and you know it. Your rectum will surely show it. If you laugh, and you know it. Keep your sign. If you laugh, and you know it's stable your lip. You laugh, and you know it's stable your lip. Oh, you laugh, and you know it. Your cunning will surely show it. If you laugh, then you know it's stable your lip.
Yes.
So good. That was back in the early days before they replaced Cheryl with the younger Cheryl because the old one got too old.
That's exactly
they were trying
right.
to get more views, so they replaced her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Women at Large is a totally new concept in fitness.
Oh, God.
Women can be large and be fit.
Yeah.
While exercising with Women at Large,
please be very careful and just blot that in. Don't rub or irritate it.
Exhale through the mouth. You can be large and be physically fit. You can be large and be physically fit. You can be large and be physically
apparently,
fit.
Apparently, look
now,
at our
meet
president.
Your Women at Large
she's
instructors
the size of a whale.
For fun and exercise.
Hi, I'm Charlene Powell. My blood pressure is 132 over 76. My heart rate is 60 and I feel fantastic.
Hi, I'm Sharon McConnell. I've lost 37 and a half pounds, 47 and a half inches, and I feel great.
Tony. And I'm 212.
Hi.
Tony.
Hi, my name is Trish Sharp, and I've lost over 50 inches in a year's time through exercise.
How long ago was this man?
I am terrific.
Three crab.
In the last 6 months, I've lost 17 and a half inches and 9 pounds to exercise.
I like all the inside jokes to make sure it doesn't go viral. Like Andy, etc. It's great.
You know what? If we're making Yeast great again, we need to get her back on the show.
Matt, do you remember being on chat and I was helping you edit this grum? She was doing a grum.
No.
Yeah. Wait, on iChat?
Okay, looking good. Yeah. Wonderful.
Where you can control the other computer. Oh, so old school. Cheryl, do you remember when I was like 12 and you groomed me?
And over.
Yeah. We're relaxed, you.
I am terrific.
I remember. I was trying to learn all these video techniques so that she could go work for Dee Dee and make titles for him and his videos that were all Big Meets Bigger related.
Three, four, five,
that in the documentary, man, for HBO.
Let me tell you about this.
They could feature all of the videos and then connect them to clips of Big Meets Bigger.
I remember going to stay with my mama and she didn't have internet. She was poor, not like my father. And going to the local, rest area to use their Wi-Fi to download episodes on my PSP.
That's so sad.
That whoredom. So sad.
That's when you were...
And then putting the little iBook on the floor of the bathroom with the shell to the floor, trying to get the neighbor's Wi-Fi to download an episode.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Remember that?
I do.
Or when you played an episode in the school on your pocket PC. What about that?
Has the girl donated today?
Is Matthew okay?
I'm upset because I'm reading about Hillary Clinton on Snapchat.
She launched her campaign for 2020?
Well, she had.
But that picture where she's on the plane... And it says Mike Pence's private emails. That was kind of funny, though.
I mean, come on. I didn't see it.
Even though she didn't win, she got the last laugh because she gets to go, ha ha.
I like how there's this picture of Hillary and Stacey commented. She genuinely looks like a mental patient.
That's what I was
the
looking at.
The funny thing is that she kind of looks like Stacey a little bit. So that's very interesting that she would say that, yes. I made a comment. Can I reply to her comment? Say,
yes, you can do whatever you want.
Is this supposed to be ironic because you look a little bit like this,
yes,
too?
Yes, that's funny.
Yes, it's supposed to be ironic because you look a little like
that's me
in this.
Doesn't she donate
balls?
She does occasionally. Yeah, when we're in a, but if we go in a rush, if Cheryl goes on a rush,
we don't need her. We don't need the RT money.
Listen, we hate
Russian money.
Right? We love Russia.
We love dirty Russian money.
We love Russia. Putin's a good guy. Fuck off. We need the
greatest. He's the least racist.
We've done bad things.
Yeah, Putin's probably the least murderer.
I got to put my laptop on the floor. Do you ever like to sit on the toilet while you're shitting?
And no, Cheryl, I never sit on the toilet while I'm shitting.
And then you smell the bottom of the laptop and it smells like duty.
Never.
Oh, you mean when you have an iBook and it sucks in the fans from the bottom?
and then it blows
it in your face.
And then your laptop smells like duty.
Yeah, and then you take Truvada and you overdose on it.
Oh, yeah, that makes you shit so much.
Yeah.
Oh,
God, yeah.
Oh, it's the best for sex.
And then you crush it up and sniff it.
But that's for
sex. Why would you do that?
Hmm?
Why would you want to overdose on Truvada?
Well, she tags it just as an herbal supplement.
Ain't nothing herbal about that.
I got it in China.
And what about your vagina?
It's like 95% layout.
Wait a second. Wait, this is something new. React to Walls Fall Out Tickle Prison? What? Okay, we're going to watch this.
What is that terrifying shit song?
Wait, you got to send us the link. Stop it.
Fine, hold on.
Cheryl, you need to start writing cyst and deceased letters.
Deceased.
Yes, cyst and deceased.
What is that terrifying shit song?
Cyst.
Yes.
What's
you you can tell them like you stomached my video. I expect full payment.
Okay, you ready?
Bitcoin. Okay, five.
No.
I'm doing the countdown.
Ready?
Ready? It's only got 1,300 views. This
but that's a new listener.
No, it's not new. This is from 2015. I'm sure it's stupid, so let's just do it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go.
What is that terrifying shit song?
It's horrible.
Oh, it's where they green screen themselves in it.
Oh my God. Walls fall out.
Oh my God, it's going to be so scary.
I always like it when they're like, they never watched it
walls
before.
Fire?
Yeah, they're pretending.
Not safe.
Yeah, they're pre-fake rewatching it.
Whoa, that's...
You should take this down. They took my whole video.
Okay.
Put their logo
and then they make money off of it. Well, I guess they don't. Xtope does, right? Because audio, content.
He's obviously seen it before. He knows the words.
But you know what? Watermark that shit.
Are you
mouthing
the words and dancing? It's amazing. It says warhol.org right behind her.
Well, you need
to go ahead and start linking the YouTube video.
This is dumb. I can't watch it.
Oh, it's so intense. Those teeth.
Are we due for a sequel? Do you think now? What is Xtope? Is he done being retired?
Where is the? Okay, wait a minute. Let me end it. Where is this video, Xtope? Xtope. I cannot wait anymore. The teaser that you sent us not too long ago, or maybe like what 6 months ago. I'm going to die. Gotta know what this is you're working on, honey. Is it a feature film?
The teaser was
produced by Miramax. Yeah, the teaser she made a long time ago where, remember, I was like, oh, she's not making, or no, I'm like, Matt, she's making a video. And you're like, no, it's only going to be Cheryl. Then it cuts you
lovely. Like, nobody loves you. Like, you're
a real woman's perspective.
Like, cute friend fish. Kind of like the dumpster at the Red Lobster after a really busy night. That's understandable, granted. I mean, it is true. You're not as beautiful as me, Cheryl Murkowski. You know, anyway, I'm Cheryl Murkowski, 25-year-old beautiful woman, smoker, and owner of 3/4 of a lung. Why don't you come on over to my website, warhol.org. Maybe I can help you out. Maybe I can show you the true beauty in life. Come on over. It'll be real smoky.
The fuck was that?
Go ahead. All right.
Dance edit. What's this dance edit?
For what?
Worst Walls Fall Out dance edit, it says.
No.
What the fuck is this? I've never seen this.
Look, it's my picture in the bottom right. It's horrible. No hate.
Very horrible.
Oh, it's Bebo certified.
Featuring Matt Weiner.
They must play this in dance clubs throughout the country.
That time Taffy played. Oh my God, it was so cute.
I'm really fed up with evil Angelina Ballerina.
No, man.
Oh, God, shoot me now. I'm going to go to the bad part of town and get fucked.
So everything that I've been hearing is wrong. So I just totally ignore my brain-to-brain now. For the past couple days, I've been trying to figure out what's going on just using logic and circumstantial evidence. And it's obvious from the little bit of communication that I've...
Okay, we're going to do donations, but I have one question for you girls first, which is what...
Are you going to ask whether people have donated this evening yet?
No, because I don't care. What I want to know is, how did you celebrate International Women's Day?
Well, I drove all this way to go to a riot where nobody showed up.
What?
Yeah, protest, but nobody showed the fuck up.
Okay, well, you did.
Why are you going to protest being a woman?
You did. Are you nobody?
Well.
But you're in this house. I thought you were trying to make America racist again.
I mean, that's the point. I'm staying out there protesting the women. That's right. I forgot. I'm sorry. I'd said heritage, and I had a rebel flag, and I rode it high.
Rebel.
Yeah. Rebel yell.
Rebel yeah. Murkowski.
Woo!
She said,
sweet home.
Mo, mo, mo.
Sweet home racism.
Swing low.
That'd be a good song for you, Cher. Sweet home racism.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Where I can't judge a blank. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I'm farting, but shitting. I'm farting, but
where
shitting.
Where we have separate bathrooms. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Where the women walk from front to back.
What?
The song, Sweet Home Racism.
How are you supposed to wipe? Isn't that what you do?
Yeah, front to back.
Brain to brain?
Back to front?
Yeah, brain to brain.
I don't wipe.
When was my last disbursement to y'all?
First of all, I think we should guilt the current live listeners. Madge has been putting out a lot of good grumps. I've
yeah,
put
me
out
too.
Three fucking grumps and did multiple live grumps with Cheryl.
Yes.
Okay.
Cheryl, when was the last
disbursement? You got paid for a day.
When was the last
disbursement? Have y'all watched that program? Now, I don't really know how you watch it without paying for it, but the amazing Gail Pyle is so good.
Okay, we're going to shut up now. We're going to do money, and I hate when others... Cheryl, are you ready? And Deborah, shut up, except for thank you.
Okay, let me open the thing.
The last disbursement was February 6th. Does that sound right?
It was so long ago. How am I going to pay my bill?
Go ahead and what you'll do.
Well, ironic National Women's Day. You tell a woman to shut up.
Did you see my National Women's Day photograph that I posted?
Yeah, you look fabulous.
Another pussy.
It said, fuck you, I'm fat. It was pretty.
How big are your lamps?
My pussy smells for Women's Day. Okay. I put a turd in my cunt for women.
Can I ask one question? Now that you're in Chicago, have you been to yoga and are you taking baths regularly before we go to yoga?
Why? Yes, yoga. No to the baths. Why?
Okay. I'm just wondering. Just getting state of mind.
Well, the gym is right, less than a block away from
you. You're talking about the bathhouse.
It's wonderful. It's right here.
No, I'm talking about her shower consumption.
Why?
Because it means you're in a better state of mind.
I always shower. What are you talking about? And baths are disgusting. You're asking about baths, not
showers.
You said baths.
It's like you're in the South, honey. In the South, we say you want a Coke. We don't actually mean Coke. Did you take a bath? We actually mean shower.
Well, that's idiotic.
Well, the South's idiotic.
Then what if you want a shower? What do you say? Stand up bath?
Yeah.
That's fucking moronic. No wonder you guys lost.
A bath from the devil.
Do, 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 do. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the 6th was the last day. So we'll do, Claire.
Lord.
Claire S., $9.41.
Oh.
Barbara
Thank
P.
Thank you.
Shut up. Oh, no, that was thank you. That was right. You're right. Barbara P., $72.52.
Oh, that's Barbara.
She's nice. She has other names. Luke T., $5. Kyle F.
What?
Kyle F. This was recurring, but he canceled it because he hates me. $23.97.
Well, he probably canceled because we stopped growing.
Shh.
Okay.
Brian P., $14.26. Gareth,
we need to...
Shut up, whore. Gareth,
we need to tell Kyle that we're grumming again. No,
shut up. Gareth, $4.50. Auntie, $4.50. David M. is in Mary, $4.55.
$4.55. How come it's different?
Shut up! Okay. Anonymous, $32.06. Luke, okay. $5. Jeff S., $9.41.
Wait, how much?
For what?
$1.41.
For who?
The last one.
Jeff S., $9.41.
Okay.
Jens, $9.31.
Yeah.
Daniel K., $4.50. Bradley R., $4.55.
Okay.
Luke, $5.
Left.
Edith, $30.
Oh, thank you.
Vince L., $50. Heathered, who can't figure out how to watch the Grumman chat, $11.35. I told her to watch Jane Pauley. Go watch Jane Pauley, Heather. She'll teach you. Sunday morning. Mike V., will you stop with the blinkers? Mike V., $11.99. Luke T., $5. Heather D., as in I can't figure the thing out, $4.55.
Okay.
And Edith, $30. The end.
Oh.
Let me refresh to make sure.
So this is for the whole month?
Yes, that's for the whole month, you stupid
last
cunt.
Month.
Okay, so what do we have? What's the toady?
Please hold on.
Dun, 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 dun.
$117.14.
117.1 fooer?
Yeah.
Pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
So for a month, that's like a... We can still get Obamacare with that.
You know what? We haven't done it in, you said, a month?
I just read this post that Tim Henson reposted from Nickstar. We just lost another 10% of our investment to snap.snapchat. I love Nickstar. I mean, so few people will, like, so proudly post their tragedies of life.
What did he post? I don't understand.
He lost money on his... He bought Snapchat stock.
What a dumbass.
But I'm sure he'll make money later. That's what's funny about it.
Wait, are you telling me I should have made an investment besides Bitcoin and something like that?
No,
anyone
it's
that knows anything about
own.
Investments knows that you don't invest in a single fucking company because you're retarded.
Deborah, it's low now, so that means it's time to sell.
No, yes.
Well, guess what, bitches? I made out like a whore with Ethereum. I bought it when it was like fucking $6, and now it's up to $16.
But did you sell it?
No, I'm going to keep it. It's going to get up to like $2,000.
Then you didn't make out. You didn't make any money, Deborah. I'm just pointing that out.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You might. How much did you buy?
One.
One? All right, fine.
I wanted to just make like $2,000.
I mean, if you're learning, I guess, but it's kind of... the problem is when you do stuff like that, because I did that with Apple, but the thing is, like, it's great, because you'll be like, oh, look, I thought of it, and I made money. But the problem is you'll realize that if you invested a significant amount of money, you'd be a millionaire. But since you bought one share, you're like a...
Sort of like those Bitcoins I lost.
What do you mean you lost?
Remember the bitcoins you sent me that time when we had all those donations in bitcoins that time? It wasn't like that much. Remember I lost the login or something?
I remember you're an idiot, but I don't remember the specifics.
Yeah.
She doesn't know about password manager program.
No, it wasn't a passcode. It was like a word.
Yeah, it's a huge... Bitcoin's a bitch to deal with. You got to write those things down. You're not supposed... Like, what I do is I write them down on paper, and I put them...
But it wouldn't let you take a screenshot, remember?
No, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to write it with pen and paper. That's what I just fucking said.
Why can't you put it in one password?
Fucking arm! A cripple. Jesus.
Oh, there you go. That's the problem.
What? Oh, yeah, you're 2 feet... 15 inches.
She's baby Jane N-word the second.
Yeah. Do you think they asked Faye Dunaway to you know, do that feud? I think it would have been kind of good if she had
She's
done it. I think it would have worked
she's
out.
She's way too old.
Could you imagine? It would have made so much money.
Deborah, she's way, way too fucking old.
She's the same age as the other one,
no,
the real
isn't.
Life
she's
Joan.
What do you mean the real life Joan? The real life Joan is dead.
Joan was like, when she did that movie, she was already like 65.
Faye Dunaway's like 80.
So she could have done it.
It's different age,
and
honey.
Botox the bitch.
And I don't think she was in her 60s. I think she was in her 50s, wasn't she? Or was that Betty?
Yeah, but Betty was in her 50s. Betty was way younger than Joan. You got to remember, when Betty was coming along, you know, she was new. Joan was already like 30 to 40.
But Betty looked older in the movie. Will you stop crunching your fucking ice? I will kill you.
It is kind of sad, though. Susan Sarandon is like, what, 70? She looks good. She don't look like she had any work done.
But with all this shit, she said about how Trump is better than Hillary, doesn't make you want to just throw her off.
I know. It does sort of taint it, but she's such...
Tainted.
She's just, I don't know.
You're talking about when Pelosi said tainted.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, you in that video. We've already been through this. We're not going through it again.
The painted taint.
And I'm so fat now, it probably would look like a real vagina. I could probably, get a rubber band, tie it real tight, maybe let the fat wrap around it. Oh, my pussy's so wet.
Deborah,
put some toothpaste down there.
What? Do you love chips?
That's not me and chips.
Do you love
chips? Yes, I like chips.
Well, then say it like Oprah.
I like chips and I like dips.
No, you love chips. And you wear John Kovac glasses.
I'm not saying that.
Kovac.
She is a good woman. With good morals.
Asian.
Chip lover. Oh, that's a good... That's going to be my new screen name. Chip lover. Lover of chips. If anybody wants to know Oprah's secret code name on Facebook or whatever, I bet it's lover of chips.
Do you think she's going to...
No, it's going to with an N. And
Cheryl.
Do you think she's going to run for president now that she's like, oh, well, maybe I can?
No.
Nobody's
going to ever run for president. It's just
I don't think so. I think this is going to be the end of it
all. It's going to be Donald forever.
It'll be Donald, and then we already have enough.
He's probably just going to say, you know what? I'm not leaving. I don't care. You can sue me. I'm not leaving.
It's going to be Hillary Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, and then it's going to be Rosalind, what's her name?
It's going to be Russell. Brumpf's little
then
boy.
It's going to be, Brumpf Jr., and then it's going to be Malika Obama, Sasha Obama, Sasha Baron Cohen, and then it's going to be Patsy.
Why don't you run? You know what? I've thought about running for public office for real in real life, but I'm like, no, because if this shit ever got out, it'd ruin me. I don't think so anymore. I really feel like I could run.
Look
at that man in Alabama.
Look at the fucking president.
I know.
And besides, James Passy's running for city council in Seattle.
It's Seattle.
I have some good ideas.
And he's a libertarian.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, you mean a Republican?
Yeah.
That's what you call a gay Republican, apparently. I didn't know he was one of those. Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I'm going to expose his prolapse problem then.
He already exposed his prolapse
a minute. Wait a minute. Do you remember? Now, this might be, I don't know if this is inside baseball, so, you know, y'all can scream at me and holler if you want.
Holler.
Do you remember that lady that was, I'm sorry for the blinker, but I have to put it on or I'm going to have an accident. Okay, do you remember back in the day, Wilbur Wilson had that lady that she was friends with that was running for office, and there was, like, some big scandal, and then, like, everybody was against her?
That was Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
That was Michelle Bachmann. It was Michelle Bachmann.
No.
No, Madge. I was like...
It was this guy. It had some kind of mental illnesses in Minneapolis. It was this guy running for, like, city council or some shit. And he lied about everything in his life. Everything. Yes. And he was dating that squarehead, I think.
Yeah.
And squarehead didn't even know that he was lying. And it came out that he lied about where he went to school, all this shit about his past. And then squarehead was all so upset. And everybody was like, what the fuck is this shit?
What's going on? And she wasn't even naturally blonde.
I just remember Michelle Bachmann.
He had a fake accent, too.
I just remember Michelle Bachmann. That was the first I heard of Michelle Bachmann. Was when Wanda Wisdom was talking about her hiding behind lesbians or something.
Oh, yes. And when she went to her house in the heart suit and laid on the lawn.
This is the finale from Gone with the Wind, so we're leaving. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks.
Bye. I had fun.
Nighty-night.
Is acting like a fool while I remain as cool as ice. This man I know keeps calling for me. This man I know is acting far too grand. Why can't he understand? He's throwing losing dice. Such trying times, such trying times. Why do we live in such exasperating times? Such trying times, such trying times. If only we could find the reason for the rhymes. This man I knew has given it up. This man I knew has waited far too long and suddenly been strong enough to break the tie. This man I knew is living it up. This man I knew has buried all his past and found true love at last. But where the deuce am I? Such trying times, such trying times. Why do we live in such exasperating times? Such trying times. If only we could find the reason for the rhymes. ¶¶ Such trying times, such trying times. Why do we live in such exasperating times? Such trying times, such trying times. If only we could find the reason for the rhyme. Why do we live in such exasperating times?
That's a big job. Do you know there's so many chickens on the other side that won't come down here?